Just smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Yes, sir, boys and girls, always laugh and your troubles will just fly away like the birds. Say, you feeling chipper and ready for a lot of fun with Happy Hank? All right, then, let's get up close to the radios and get ready to do a little singing. First, though, guess we better tune up our voices. Me, 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 you. Well, that's all of us, I guess. Ah, that sounds silly, doesn't it? Let's see, what shall we sing? Oh, I know a song, and I think you know it, too. All About All of America, a song that we've sung in school, America the Beautiful. Now, if you don't know the words, I'll bet you can hum right along with me. Here we go. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties across the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Hey, that's a fine song. We'll have to sing that one again sometime.
Well, hello there, Happy Hank, and hello there, girls and fellows.
Well, hello, Squeaky. Say, how is our little radio pal today?
Oh, boy, I feel fine. I guess I feel like a banker.
A banker? How come?
Well, today is bank day, and on bank days, I always feel like a banker, you see?
Well, of course, I almost forgot. Say, I'm glad you reminded us, Squeaky. Now, boys and girls, you get out the pennies and the nickels and the dimes that you've been saving, and later on, Squeaky will tell you how to take part in our bank day.
Well, I have some money saved, Happy Hank.
That's fine, Squeaky, and I hope the boys and girls will have their money ready in a few minutes. And, well, here comes our little dog pal, Popcorn. Hi there, Popcorn. Is that so? Well, Popcorn says he saved up a bone and he wants to know if he can have a bone bank day.
A bone bank day. A bone bank day. A bone bank day?
Now, wait a second, Squeaky. You sound like a parrot.
Well, a bone bank day, that's the funniest thing I've heard in a long time.
Well, now, don't you worry about Squeaky laughing at you, Popcorn. If you want to save your bone, it's perfectly all right with me. Yes, sirree. Well, Popcorn says you talk a lot, Squeaky, but you don't say anything.
Well, I know a lot of things. I saw a boy down the street, and he was throwing stones at a dog, and I saw some kids digging up some flower plants next door, and I...
Now, wait, Squeaky. When you talk like that, you sound like an old chatterbox.
A chatterbox?
That's what I said. A chatterbox is a person who talks and gossips and really never has anything much worthwhile listening to. And that reminds me of our new slogan song, Don't Be a Chatterbox. Listen. When you have something to tell, don't be a chatterbox. Say enough to tell it well, don't be a chatterbox. When your story has been heard, silence is to be preferred. Let someone else say a word, don't be a chatterbox. All right, now you remember that song, Don't Be a Chatterbox.
We want a riddle, we want a riddle, we want a...
There you go again, Squeaky, still talking like a parrot.
Well, I guess a parrot is better than a chatterbox.
Oh, well, say, you've given me an idea for a riddle. Hey, boys and girls, put on your special thinking caps and listen to our riddle for today. Are you ready? All right, here it is. When is a parrot not a parrot? When is a parrot not a parrot? Uh-oh, Popcorn says a parrot is not a parrot when his voice is squeaky.
Uh-oh, I'll fix you for that, Popcorn. I'll hide your dog biscuits.
No, never mind, Popcorn. Squeaky is only fooling. Oh, but say, do you know what time it is? Yes, sirree, time for our big pickup race. Now stand up, everybody, with your heads up, heels together, just like soldiers and sailors and marines. And when I blow the whistle like this, we'll all march around the rooms and pick up all the things that are out of place and put them back. You know, all the toys and the books and the papers. And then Popcorn, our watchdog, will keep his eye on the clock and tell us when the race is over. Then I'll look through our magic electric eye and check up and see who won the race, the boys or the girls. Now, Squeaky is our official scorekeeper, and... Oh, say, what is the score, Squeaky?
Well, according to my score, the girls are one ahead.
Hey, did you hear that, boys? The girls are one ahead. So you'd better hustle today. Ready? Here's the whistle. And now, forward march. Left, 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 right, left, 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 and the left, right, left. Pick it up, bumpty-bumpty-bum. Pick it up, bumpty-bumpty-bum. Pick it up, put it up, lay it on the shelf. Don't leave it for mother, but pick it up yourself. Left, left, and the left, right, left. Now just keep going. Pick up all the things on the floor and help mother tidy up the room. Say, who's going to win, huh? pick it up, this is lots of fun. Pick it up, let's keep on the run. Now if you are finished and don't know where to go, just turn around and march right back to the radio. Left, 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 right, left, 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 and a left, right, left. Say, you'd better hurry, boys and girls, because the race is almost over. Popcorn's about ready to bark. Look out, there he goes. All right, thank you, Popcorn. Pickup race is over. Now turn on the magic electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay, here she goes.
All right, now stand up straight, boys and girls. Now, all the boys who finished the race when I blew the whistle, hold up your hands. Look at those hands shoot up. Say, that's wonderful. All right, now put your hands down. Now, girls, let me see your hands. All the girls who finished when I blew the whistle. Oh, my goodness. Now, wait, let me count again. All right, you can put your hands down now.
Oh, boy, that was an exciting race. Who won, huh? Who won?
Yes, sir, that's the closest race we've had in a long time. I had a hard time counting, but my magic counter says that today's pickup race ended in a great big tie.
A tie? Well, what do you know about that? Say, we've been having more ties lately. I guess everybody's working hard.
That's right, and congratulations, boys and girls. Say, I know that Mother is really proud of you.
Hey, I mean, say, it's time for our bank day.
Yes, sir, boys and girls, have you got your money ready to drop in the bank? Go ahead, Squeaky.
Okay, now, boys and girls, I'll say one for the money, two for the show, three to make ready, and four bank. And when I say bank, you drop your money in the bank. You ready? Here we go. One for the money, two for the show, three to make ready, and four bank.
Oh, boy, that was fine, and you keep right on saving your pennies so you can put them in the bank every week. Right now, it's time for another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters in their campaign against Black Tom the Outlaw. Now, remember last time, Squeaky and Sputters had found Rocket's lost uncle, Uncle Push. Well, Uncle Push opened a trap door in the floor of the desert hotel and showed them the hole where Black Tom had hidden the gold from the lost mine. While Sputters stood guard, Uncle Push and Squeaky went down the ladder into the hole. But then they had to have a hammer to knock the lock off the chest. And when Uncle Push went up to get the hammer, Black Tom sneaked into the hole by a secret entrance. And now he has the upper hand. As the scene opens today, Black Tom and Squeaky have come up the ladder out of the hole, and at the point of his gun, Black Tom has Squeaky, Sputters, and Uncle Push backed up against the wall and is threatening them. Listen.
You can't get away with this, Black Tom. You'd better put that gun down and let us get out of here.
Don't make me laugh. I'm the boss now, and you'll all do as I say or you'll be sorry. Well, Squeaky and Sputters are smart, Alex. Well, how do you feel now?
Well, if you just put that gun down, I'll show you how I feel. You're mighty big and brave when you got a gun, but you're a coward at heart, and you know it, Black Tom. Isn't he, Uncle Push?
Now, don't you do nothing to Squeaky and Sputters, Mr. Black Tom, because that was all my fault. These little boys didn't have nothing to do with it.
Hey, you shut up there, Uncle Push. I'll take care of you when I've settled with these two young whippersnappers. Take those handcuffs and handcuff them together. Go on now, hurry.
I wish you'd put that gun down just 1 minute, Black Tom. I'd make you sorry myself.
Oh, he's not through yet, Squeaky. We'll get him. You just see if we don't, Black Tom.
Now, boys, I hate to put these handcuffs on you all, boys. And I wouldn't do it if that old Black Tom didn't have that gun in my back.
Oh, that's all right, Uncle Push. We understand.
Yeah, and if we get loose, Uncle Push, we'll take you with us to see your nephew, Rocket.
No, you won't. Uncle Push is going with me and my gang when we take the gold away. Yeah, you see, I like Uncle Push's cooking. Yeah, you boys ought to taste the way Uncle Push can cook beans. Why, he puts something in them that sure makes them taste good.
Oh, then, Uncle Push, you must have taught Rocket how to cook beans, because he can cook them good, too.
Yeah, sure I did. It's the ingredients that she puts in the beans. I always carry a box of ingredients in my pocket. Got one right here. See? Hey, Uncle Push, let me see what's in that box. Maybe if I find out how you cook them beans, I won't have to bother with you, and I can just get rid of you. Bring that box over here, Uncle Push. No, sir. No, sir. I don't show this box of secret ingredients to nobody. No, sir. Come on, bring it over here, Uncle Push. See this gun?
Hey, you better show him, Uncle Push.
Well, I don't like to do it, but if you boys say so, now just look right in here, Mr. Black Tom, right in here. You're going to have to get closer than that, Mr. Black Tom. That's right. Oh, he's killed me. Oh, my eyes are on fire. Help, help, help. Yeah, I throwed red pepper in his eyes. That'll fix him.
Oh, that's the stuff, Uncle Push. Oh, look at Black Tom. He's down on the floor squirming around. He can't see.
Hey, quick, Uncle Push, snap the handcuffs on him.
Yeah, now, there, that's got him. I'll show him he can't fool with Uncle Push, you know, sir. I know that box of red pepper would come in handy sometime. I just filled his eyes full of it.
Well, good for you, Uncle Push. We've captured Black Tom again.
Well, now, say, Black Tom wasn't as smart as he thought he was. But what are the boys going to do with him and with the gold? Oh, you be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Hey, have you figured out the answer to our riddle yet? Well, keep trying. It's time for our birthday song now. All right. Birthdays? Then here we go with the birthday song. Open your mouth and sing it out loud now for all the boys and girls who have birthdays today. Let's help them celebrate. Here we go. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Attention, boys and girls, here's the answer to our riddle today. All right, when is a parrot not a parrot? And the answer is, when he's a chatterbox. Now, you be good, be careful, and smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.